عبر الدجى رمحا من اللهب شدي عليك الجرح وانتصبي عبر الدجى.
Since the Israeli offensive against Lebanon, which began on June 12th, upward of 300 people have been killed and more than 500,000 have been displaced. The Israeli response to the capture of two soldiers by the militant group Hezbollah, according to one army general, has been to launch restricted pinpoint attacks. However, it is mainly civilians that have borne the brunt of the attacks in Lebanon. Today we will be speaking with Ghassan Makarim, a media activist involved in coordinating emergency relief efforts for those who have been displaced from their homes. The most recent news we've received is that Israeli jets have hit central Beirut for the first time and are continuing their air attacks in southern Lebanon. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the situation in Beirut on the ground right now.
Well, the effect of the recent attack has actually proven that the pretext that Israel gave concerning the two soldiers was not necessarily the reason why they attacked Lebanon, and they carried out these aggressive bombings and shellings of the majority of the Lebanese land, including almost all the roads, civilian installations. Even the attack in central Beirut happened on a water well that they were digging to relieve some of the lack in water because of the siege, the land and the air and the sea siege that Israel is carrying out.
What has been the response of civilians and the emergency efforts that are being undertaken to deal with the numbers of displaced civilians? And
well, because of the attack very inside Beirut, and the fact that Israel has threatened to bomb any large vehicles moving around, it has made the relief effort even more difficult. Mm-hmm. Because we cannot use trucks or any large vehicles to move around the relief or to evacuate the displaced. You know, of course, they can evacuate the Westerners very easily. Mm-hmm. But if there is any attack near a school holding the displaced or anything like that, now it's completely impossible to move them out quickly. But in terms of the response of the people in general, it has made them aware that this is an attack against their country. It has nothing to do with Hezbollah. And it's rallying people more and more around the cause of the resistance.
Okay. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you are doing specifically in terms of contributing to relief efforts and what... maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the situation there. I'm just trying to form an idea of.
I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you how it started. It started out. There was a group of activists, political groups, social organizations, youth groups, who were preparing for an open sit-in in solidarity with the people of Gaza. And the same day we started the sit-in, Israel started bombing Lebanon. So we had a large network of organizations, a lot of them political, a lot of them social service organizations. And we hooked up with other initiatives who realized that there will probably be a need for relief and for, of course, political action due to the aggression. And currently there are hundreds of volunteers and around 20 to 30 organizations inside this coalition, a very wide range of organizations. What we are currently doing is that we're running a relief center that coordinates relief efforts directly to 10,000 of the displaced in the region of Beirut, and also coordinates with other relief centers that have been set up by civil society around the country to relieve the displaced. This happened because there was no action from the government until the fourth day of the aggression, and even today we still are yet to see any real effort made by the government agencies for relief. There's a lack of materials, there's a lack of food, lack of water, because of the breakdown in the transportation system. We are finding out that we're probably going to lose communication very soon. The internet networks are not working very well. The phones are not working. So we're working under very severe conditions. But we are able to provide several types of assistance. What we did is we carried out a mapping of the needs of all of the displaced, and we in coordination with the other groups on the ground, we are working with the 26 displacement centers, including a large meeting point for the displaced, where they can be taken to safe shelters. In addition to that, we distribute basic needs, mainly mattresses, blankets, food, baby milk, diapers, sanitary supplies, water, and we also have a team working with children who are victims of trauma because of the aggression. In addition to a media center that tries to coordinate communication with the journalists and with activists around the world to get them to act against what's happening in Lebanon.
I also wanted to ask, where is the network of relief centers and the media center getting their main base of support if the government is absent in this crisis?
There is a very wide feeling of solidarity. People are helping out with whatever they can. They donated everything they don't need, even though the needs will increase for everyone soon.
Is there a source of your funding that you are getting from a specific place?
No, we are independent activists, even though some of us work in relief or in other NGOs, but we did not depend at first on funding. We know now that the UNHCR and the European Union will probably provide some money, and we're going to try and work through some of that funding. We are coordinating the distribution of this funding and on the ground, so we might get some funding soon, but the funding that has already arrived has disappeared.
Okay, and if perhaps you've spoken to some of the civilians who have arrived in the center and in the centers, what has been their response to the crisis in terms of their political views? Have their political views changed? What are they saying about the wider situation?
Well, in terms of the displaced, those who were displaced and the refugees, the majority are just want to go back home. But I think their support for the resistance hasn't wavered that much. I think everyone knows that the issue that has nothing to do with the two soldiers who were kidnapped. Everyone forgot about this the second day because of the level of aggression that Israel used. And I think now, listening to Israeli politicians, it has nothing to do with that. So people forgot quickly about the pretext. In terms of people in the neighborhoods that are receiving refugees, we found out that there is it wasn't surprising, but there's a high level of solidarity, and a lot of people in regions that traditionally would not be supportive of Hezbollah are changing their minds in favor of the resistance.
Okay, and well, here in Canada, the media, as you just said, gives very little analysis of the context of the events, mentioning only that Hezbollah captured two Israeli soldiers and not giving any historical context. Perhaps you would like to elaborate on the more detailed causes of the conflict and the timing of them specifically.
Well, the conflict is 58 years old since the creation of Israel on occupied land. And the conflict in South Lebanon is that old, is as old as the Arab-Israeli conflict. Israel, we should remember, had occupied a sizable part of Lebanon until it was kicked out by the resistance in 2000, after being kicked out by the resistance, first of all, in 1982 when they tried to invade Lebanon. So the issue, it has nothing to do with someone kidnapping two soldiers. They did not kidnap the soldiers just because they want to kidnap them. They kidnapped them because, first of all, Israel still occupies Arab land. Second of all, Israel is committing atrocities in Gaza. And third, if it's an issue of prisoners, Lebanon has prisoners of war in Israel. Mm-hmm. And they have the legitimate right to kidnap Israeli soldiers and call for an exchange. This is not to mention the 10,000 Palestinians in Israeli prisons.
You mentioned the Lebanese government's response to the displaced civilians and the fact that they're not doing enough to alleviate their suffering. Perhaps you can comment on the Lebanese government's response to the... The Lebanese government mentioned that it wants to send troops to the south of Lebanon, and so what do you make of their response overall, and to connect that to the response of the international community?
We should remember, first of all, that the Lebanese army is yet to defend Lebanon from an Israeli aggression. I mean, this is the first time that they're doing so. And second of all, the deployment of the army to the south happened a long time ago. The army is in the south. The security forces are in the south. What Israel wants and what the so-called international community wants is that the army act as a buffer between the resistance and Israel, thus protecting the northern borders of Israel. And this is the troop deployment is a code word for the protection of the northern borders of Israel. I think now with Israel targeting the Lebanese army, I don't know which army they're going to send to the south, even if they wanted to send the army.
What about within Lebanon, between political groups and other people? What are the what are people's opinions on the two internal divisions within Lebanon? How is this affecting? How is this affecting solidarity efforts on the ground? Are you worried that internal splits will actually become worse with time?
There are some isolated incidents of people not wanting the refugees in their neighborhoods, but they're very, very isolated, and they are very much politically motivated. Some of the Western media is trying to show that it's a Sunni-Shia conflict, but that's not true. It's if there are any Sunnis who are not in solidarity with everyone else, since it's not the Shia now that are being bombed, it's everyone, then they are those that are part of political parties that have shown that they are in collusion with Israel.
Perhaps, I actually want to ask you personally what you think of the resistance movement or the resistance to the Israeli invasion, you specifically.
Well, personally, I think that any resistance movement anywhere in the world should be supported unconditionally. Supported unconditionally, even if someone is critical of some of what the resistance does. But it's a legitimate resistance. It's based on the right of people for self-determination, and they were able to liberate a large part of the country in the year 2000, and before that the left-wing resistance was able to liberate the Beirut in 1982 and the remaining areas. So I think it's quite legitimate. I might have criticism of some of what they do, but these criticisms have nothing to do with my support of the resistance.
How do you see the conflict playing out in the future, in the immediate future? Do you see an end to the conflict, as some people are very worried that it can degenerate into internal conflict and that Israel could take much harsher action? At this point, how do you see the future?
I think until now, those who want to turn this into an internal conflict have failed. even though that some of them and supported by the positions of some of the worst dictatorial regimes in the region, such as Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt, have tried to do so, but they have failed, because people can see now that it is not a war against Hezbollah, it's a war against the Lebanese people. It's an attempt to wipe out a whole people. I think we all fear the end of the evacuation of the internationals, because that would give Israel another green light to do whatever it wants. And we all fear that the escalation will turn into a regional conflict, which is something that I think could happen very easily.
Can you suggest anything that people from Canada can do to contribute to relief efforts?
I think what we probably need relief. I think we're getting some money from the Europeans and even the Canadian Agency for Development, etc. But I think what we need most is political action against Israel and political pressure on the Canadian government to stop its support for the murderous regime in Israel. I think if this is done, this is all the help that we need, and we can take care of ourselves.
فيها خيول